Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
They chose these two counties because they are Democratic strongholds, and Milwaukee is a majority-minority city. This is just another form of voter suppression.
That's Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen on why the Trump campaign chose Milwaukee County and Dane County, where Madison is, for a partial recount. The campaign opted to spend $3 million on these two counties instead of paying the almost $8 million for a full statewide recount. County officials have until December 1st, the certification deadline. This comes a day after Wayne County Republican canvassers in Michigan nearly refused to certify Detroit's votes. Quentin Turner with Common Cause Michigan credited the voters who spent hours at the canvass meeting to ensure their votes counted.
These same black and brown voters in Detroit that have had to jump through numerous hurdles, including a massive public health crisis, showed up to make sure that our voices were heard.
Detroit is the nation's largest majority black city. Its mayor, Mike Duggan, said the Republican canvassers focused on slight discrepancies in Detroit while ignoring the same minor issues in heavily white areas. Turner called it, quote, a disgraceful display of partisanship.
Despite dishonest attempts by those who do not respect our democratic norms, this election will proceed as desired by the law and by the people. In America, we believe in upholding the democratic transfer of power.
Georgia completed its recount late last night. Their findings showed a difference of several thousand votes, with President-elect Joe Biden still more than 12,000 ahead. Biden flipped Arizona with a margin of just over 10,000 votes. Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, posted a letter on Twitter describing how she's received threats to herself and her family as their state certification deadline nears November 30th. In Washington, D.C., Democrats nominated Nancy Pelosi to serve another term as House Speaker. She still has to get 218 House votes in January. After the announcement, she indicated this may be her last term.
We never expected to have another term now. I consider this a gift. And I can't wait to be working with Joe Biden and preparing us for our transition into the future.
Yesterday, Biden called on the General Services Administration to authorize the presidential transition. GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is also getting pressure from her fellow Smith College alumni. And more than 235 nonprofit and community groups wrote a public letter encouraging Biden to cancel all federal student loan debt his first day in office. Ashley Harrington with the Center for Responsible Lending says it's even more crucial now that CARES Act temporary payment relief is expiring.
This is something that they can do immediately on day one that will help 44 million people and disproportionately help borrowers of color who are struggling the most with the burden of student loan debt, while also simultaneously injecting money back into the economy.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service and produced for television by Free Speech TV, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening.